call this committee to order. This is the Committee on Criminal Justice and Public Safety. I want to welcome everybody here. I want to welcome the people in the overflow rooms down in the Information Center and Transportation Committee rooms. I want to make sure you can hear us. Room 126, I want to make sure that you can hear us well. We're going to start off by introducing ourselves here at the Horseshoe. We're going to start off, we're going to then have some housekeeping that we normally go through, and then we're going to have some special instructions. So if everybody can work together today, there's even going to be a point sometime where we'll give Ben the opportunity to take off their jackets. It's going to get hot here. We have lousy ventilation. And so if we can start introducing ourselves, and I like to say, from one of the hardest places in Maine to get to my left, Representative Flummer.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. It is an honor to be seated to your left. I am Gary Flummer. I represent House District 111, which is in Windham, home of the Maine Correctional Center, and also home of the Class A High School Football Champions.
Good afternoon, everyone. My name is Jim Schatz. I represent District 37, 6 towns on the Blue Hill Peninsula.
Good afternoon. I'm Chris Greeley from District 22, Glenburn, Corinth, Levan, and Kenuska.
Good afternoon. I'm Michael Joy. I represent District 71, part of Lewiston.
Thank you. I'm Representative Ann Haskell. I'm the House co-chair of this committee. My district is number 117, and that is a portion of Portland.
Good afternoon, I'm Jerry Davis, I'm the state senator. I represent Alma, Couple, and Gray, Amyama, Shebang, and Rhode Island.
Hello, I represent District 98, the towns of Bridgeton, Harrison, Lovell, Stowe, and Sweeten. My name is Rick Sykes.
Good afternoon, my name is Veronica Magnin. I represent District 41, says what Saxon Street, Prospect, and Frankfurt, in Waldo County, in Verona Island, in Moreland, in the Inca County.
Good afternoon, my name is Walter Wheeler, District 151, Montecatory and Almacatory Point.
Good afternoon, I'm David Barnes. I represent House District Number 32 in Washington County, which includes 8 communities, Eastport, Prescott, Quebec, and Machias, Machiasport, Whitey, and Roquefort, Federal Cover.
And good afternoon again, my name is Stan Krasovsky. I'm State Senate District 10. State Senator, I represent, as most people in my committee know, which is beautiful downtown in St. Nick Brunswick, the Rolling Hills of Pownell, the coastal community of Harshville, and the shopping and natural resource mecca of Freeport. Welcome. Now we're going to have some rules. We shut off all electronic devices. Unless you're law enforcement, you can send them. You can put them on vibrate. There'll be no text messaging or laptops. They belong out in the hall. So if you need to keep communication with somebody, you're more than welcome. Provide your benches out in the hall. We're not going to have any more eating in this room. Big no-no. And we're also going to, I can't see my printing on that door. Sir, if you can either find a seat or else you're going to have to go down to either the transportation room. If you're going to testify, I'm going to give you plenty of notice to get back up here in time. We're going to go in the order of, I'm going to have the sponsor of the bill present his bill. I'm going to then have any of the legislators that are co-sponsoring the legislation speak. That'll get rid of a couple. And then we're going to have start with the proponents of the bill. People that are supporting this bill are going to get to speak. I'm going to take testimony for an hour. I'm assuming that a lot of people here want to testify. And after that, we're going to go to the opponents for an hour. I'm going to ask you at some point between probably a quarter of the hour how many people are left to speak so that I can let the people in the overflow rooms know that they can now migrate up here so they're not going to be out of breath when they get to this microphone. They're going to be relaxed and ready to testify. So if we can all work together, I'm going to ask my House Chair if she's got any words of wisdom.
Thank you very much, Senator. I guess the other thing that I would add that is of particular interest to me is if you have testimony, we do ask, and I think you've all seen that you provide 20 copies of it so that it can be distributed to the committee and into the files. But also, if you have additional material that you're going to pass out to us today, if you would please put your name on it. We will have a lot of written testimony regarding this bill, and there may be reports or other information you'd like us to see. and we will not like to know the source for that. And so if you happen to have 20 copies in your hand right now that you're going to pass out, but your name is not on it, you'll have plenty of time to kind of jot your name down on the bottom of it so that we will know where the pieces of information that we're looking at are. I think the other thing that I would like to say is you will notice a couple of empty seats here. As many of you know, many of us serve on more than one committee, and we also have other legislative business, perhaps presenting a bill at another committee. So when you see people come and go, it's not for lack of interest in the issue, you can be sure. It's because they have other commitments in the building, and just wanted you to understand that so you wouldn't mistakenly think somebody was walking up on you. So I think those are the pieces I have.
Thank you, Madam Chair. The one last thing I would say before we start hearing this bill is it's your rule here when something's distributed that we have a name attached to it. I want to make sure that everybody understands this copy of the Portland Phoenix was brought here and distributed by Lance Happy today. His name is on the front of it, but it might not stand out so much. So where members would ask that question in the past, I want to say up front that Mr. Tappy asked to pass this out. He was certainly allowed to pass it out, but means that we didn't have a sticker with his name on it or anything, and I couldn't highlight it, make it stand out any better. I want to mention it to the committee that that had worked its way through the regular process. Thank you, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, sir.
Welcome. Now, I want to ask the sponsor of the bill, LD 1611, I believe, an act to ensure humane treatment for special management prisoners. Representative Schatz.